Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Tonight's guest, the Honorable Ehud Danak, the Consul General of Israel.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the Director of Program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner, call on glory. Let us join our fellow men. History will write the story. America will always stand.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram. Your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We're very honored to have as our guest tonight for the entire show the Honorable Ehud Danak, the Consul General of Israel. And welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Art, for having me.
Tell our viewers what a Consul General does.
Well, our consulate is based in Los Angeles, and we have a pretty wide jurisdiction, which is almost seven states in the western region. And we are operating on behalf of the State of Israel here in the Western region. We deal with political issues, strengthening, of course, the relationship between the State of Israel and the United States. We work on political issues, cultural issues, public diplomacy, on a variety of issues which are significant to strengthen the relationship between Israel and the United States.
And just for the record, the distinction between an ambassador and a consul general is what?
Well, we have the ambassador of the State of Israel, which is based in Washington. And because the special relationship that we have, of course, with the United States and the importance of the United States, and we're talking about 50 states, so we have also consul generals, which are responsible on behalf of the State of Israel on their specific jurisdiction. So me, as a consul general in Los Angeles, I have the responsibility on behalf of the State of Israel in my jurisdiction, which is almost seven states, and we are working specifically on issues with politicians and a variety of things, as I mentioned before.
Let me give our viewers a little bit of the background of our distinguished guest. He has a law degree and an MBA from Manchester University, is a member of the Israeli Bar Association, speaks fluent Spanish, English obviously, in addition to Hebrew, and served as a reservist in the Israeli Defense Forces, rising to the rank of captain. You've been in America now for about a year and a half. Your impressions of America?
Well, a year and a half I live now in America, but I've been here many times, the United States, also in my previous position as Chief of Staff to the Foreign Minister of Israel. We have a very special relationship with the United States. The United States is our greatest ally, and it's very unique and beautiful to see this strong relationship, which is not only between our governments, but also between the people, the citizens of the United States and the citizens of the State of Israel. And actually the past month, I just read in the newspaper a few days ago that the past few months, the past 5-6 months, many Americans came to, hundred thousands of Americans that came to visit the state of Israel. It shows, and many delegations and missions, and the actors also that are coming into Israel as tourists, of course, because they feel the special connection, the special friendship, the strong bond that Israel and the United States share.
As the only democracy, really, in the Middle East, it's always struck me that the relationship between our two countries is also based on shared values.
That's right. There are many issues. Israel, as you mentioned, is the only democracy in the Middle East. The shared values are when it comes to judicial issues, human rights, and the liberties, freedom of speech. Those things, those issues are, of course, it's something that is strengthening the relationship. And this is what actually brought our two nations to be so close, and to, because they share the same values.
Later in the show, we'll be talking about some of the challenges in the Middle East and your relationship with the Palestinian Authority. But this bond with America has at its core common interests of both countries and also the shared values of which you just spoke.
That's right.
What will let's get into it. The conflict in the Middle East has been ongoing for over 50 years. Give us just your macro view of it before we get into some of the details in the next segment.
Well, the issues in the Middle East, as you know, especially recently, there were many developments. Many developments. We're not going to go over the entire issues because many thousands of books were written on the on what's going on in the Middle East.
But one WAG said that in the Middle East, whenever you think it can't get any worse, it does.
10 months ago, we're not going to go too far, but 10 months ago, Israel took a very significant decision. There was the initiative, the disengagement plan, that was initiated by Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, and we thought that this is something that is going not only to strengthen the relationship with the Palestinians, but we thought that this is something that is going to lead, that is going to bring the people together, the leaders together, in order to continue towards a peace agreement, a peace process. Unfortunately, and just to mention for the viewers about the disengagement plan, 10 months ago, Israel disengaged from the Gaza Strip. And 9,000 Israeli citizens who lived in those places for the past 35 years left their houses, left their homes, 24 cities, and started a new life in some other part of
Israel. And some of them were not happy about leaving, and the government had to use some forceful means of encouragement.
Of course, not only that they weren't happy, the governments of Israel in the past 35 years supported them. Supported the people that lived there and financed and helped with economic issues, with industrial zone and so on. But as soon as there was a decision by the cabinet of Israel to disengage from the Gaza Strip, as we mentioned also before, as a democratic country, yes, we implemented that decision. Everyone accepted it, although the difficulties, the social issues, the hardness. And we thought that this olive branch that was given to the Palestinians will lead into something positive in the future. Unfortunately, it was the reply was terrorist activities.
And it was a somewhat courageous decision by your former Prime Minister Sharon to do that, because he had been an advocate and a spokesperson for those settlements for years before. But we're going to take our break, and we'll be continuing with this fascinating discussion with the Consul General after these messages.
Power lines are highways for electricity we must maintain to keep a steady flow. And as California's power needs grow, more lines are needed to keep electricity flowing reliably. That's why Edison has committed $9 billion to upgrade the system of wires that serves Southern Californians. It's an investment in reliability that benefits everyone in our state, and an important step we're taking to help build the future for Edison customers. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison.
Welcome to Papa Lucci's, a place where beautiful food is simply prepared and shared with family and friends. Our dinner menu consists of a wide selection of seafood, chicken, and pasta dishes that are both tasty and reasonably priced. For more than 14 years, Papa Lucci's has provided an excellent dining experience, and our service can't be beat. We're family-owned and operated and conveniently located in Belmont Shore. For one of the most basic and satisfying pleasures of life, come to Papa Lucci's.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee, freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree, when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
It's time to make your career move. With quality training and education from the university of choice, Cal State Long Beach. Achieve personal and professional excellence by enrolling in career-enhancing programs offered through University College and Extension Services. Courses include computer technology, management, leadership, global transportation, accelerated degree programs, and more. Make your career move now. Call today for your free catalog.
The Long Beach Armada.
That's right, baseball fans. Your 2006 Long Beach Armada are back for another great season of Golden Baseball League action. Professional baseball the whole family can afford. Check out all the home game action at Blair Field. Tickets starting at just $7. Big league baseball fun without the big league prices. Opening night is June 12th. Family fun, family entertainment. It's Long Beach Armada Baseball. For tickets, call 562-434-7161 or online at longbeacharmada.com.
I love my kids. We do everything together. We've had some great times. It's painful to think that these memories could be lost. That's why I save all my home movies to Panasonic DVD. That way I know they're safe for up to 75 years. So if you'd like to save your precious memories, bring them in to Avid Electronics.
Welcome back. Continuing this fascinating discussion with the Consul General of Israel, Ehud Danak. So we were saying former Prime Minister Sharon made a very courageous decision to pull back some of the settlements, which he had advocated for many, many years, 10 months ago, and with some resistance from some of the settlers. And you were saying you thought that this gesture might engender a positive response from the Palestinian Authority, but what happened?
Unfortunately, the past 10 months, over 800 Qassam rockets were launched to Israel from the Gaza Strip. Unfortunately, we saw the Hamas being in the Palestinian Authority. The Hamas, a terrorist organization, were responsible for terrorist actions that took place against innocent citizens in Israel just recently. We saw the operation that took place by the terrorists killing two Israeli soldiers and kidnapping Gilad Shalit and kidnapping another Israeli citizen, Eliyahu Asheri, who's 18 years old, and just recently they announced that they murdered him.
And what do you do when a terrorist group like Hamas, which I understand also does provide some social benefits to the community and generate some support for those schools, medical or whatever, but clearly is a terrorist organization. And then they were elected into a majority in the Palestinian Authority Parliament, so that the terrorist group is now part of the government. How do you deal with that situation as a neighbor?
Well, it is important to understand that today we have a two-headed Palestinian Authority. On the one hand, you have the Hamas, which is a terrorist organization. On the other hand, you have Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas, who was elected January 9th, 2005, and he is the chairman of the Palestinian Authority.
who succeeded Arafat.
That's right.
Chairman.
That's correct. And we in Israel negotiated with the Abu Mazen, with Abbas. We negotiated with him in the past. We're negotiating with him now. He even met recently Prime Minister Ehud Olmert in a conference that took place in Jordan. But unfortunately, there are no results.
I mean, that's encouraging that they would at least meet, is it not?
Yes, but we met with him in the past as well. He was the one who signed upon the roadmap. The roadmap was the initiative to start a peace process, to continue and to go with that specific initiative that was initiated by the President of the United States, was approved by the international community, by the Palestinians, and by Israel. The first phase of the roadmap, it is important to mention, deals with all the issues that are upon the Palestinians, which means to dismantle terrorist organizations, to collect the illegal weapon, to start creating reforms and transparency, denouncing terrorism. Unfortunately, we haven't seen anything from the Palestinian side, and we did not see any implementation of the first phase of the roadmap. And this is very saddening. This is something which is very saddening, because we could have continued to go into a certain process with the Palestinians. And unfortunately, Abu Mazen did not deliver.
Many were surprised at the results of the election in the Palestinian Authority, that Hamas was, their representatives were democratically elected, indicating a reflection of the will of the people. What's your bottom line view of what the Palestinian people want? Do they want peace with Israel, or do they not want peace with Israel?
Well, I hope and I want to believe that they want peace with Israel. After all, we want to live in prosperity, and I'm sure that the people, the Palestinian people, would want to live in prosperity. I believe that they would want to send their children to school and to go to work rather than join terrorist organizations. But you mentioned before the Hamas issue and democratic elected government or parliament. It is important to understand that the Hamas is a terrorist organization that is not only recognized by Israel as a terrorist organization, but also many countries within the international community. The Hamas calls for the destruction of the state of Israel. The Hamas is responsible to send suicide bombers to Israel and is responsible for the murder of over 500 Israeli citizens. And the Hamas is also responsible for kidnapping an Israeli citizen and killing another Israeli citizen, which was very recently. So all those three issues are very significant. Israel said in the past, yes, and they don't recognize also any agreement that was signed between Israel and the Palestinians. Now, not only that they call for the destruction of the state of Israel, but they call for the annihilation of the Jewish people, and this is Article number 7 in the Charter of the Hamas. Now, with all these elements together, it is impossible, and it is Israel, of course, will not negotiate with someone who calls for its destruction.
And just to end the segment on a little bit of a positive note, should Israel and the Palestinian Authority be able to come to a meeting of the minds, there's no question in my mind that Israel, and for that matter the United States, would help economically develop Palestine, the Palestinian Authority, and help those people get the schools and the hospitals and the economic growth that they so desperately need.
The assistance and help, financial help from the United States and from the international community took place the past 13 years. Every year, the contributor countries also used to deliver money to the Palestinian Authority. Now, unfortunately, corruption is taking place in the Palestinian Authority, because with the billions and billions of dollars that they had received the past years, they could have built industrial zones, they could have created jobs, they could have done a lot of economic and financial benefits to their people. Unfortunately, the corruption is taking place, there's no transparency, there are no reforms,
sure.
And it is upon the Palestinians to...
But am I wrong in thinking that if there could be a meeting of the minds, that Israel would be generous in sharing its technological expertise in water and in health and everything to help improve the lives of the Palestinians?
Absolutely, we did it in the past. And we also wanted to initiate the projects in the future, joint ventures, joint project, Israeli-Palestinian projects. There were initiatives. Israel even raised money for those issues. But unfortunately, because the events that are taking place now, because there's no negotiation with a terrorist organization, because they're not recognizing the state of Israel, it will be impossible to go towards a certain project or any joint venture with them.
Okay, we'll be continuing this discussion, but first we have to take another pause for these messages.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
The name Diversa defines excellence in precision haircutting and design. Diversa Salon has been doing business for more than 20 years. For men and women, Diversa provides the total experience in haircuts, skincare, and a variety of services for more than 80 stylists and technicians. Our beauty supply stores feature Diversa brand and a large selection of major products to keep you looking your best. We have three convenient locations to serve you, so call now for an appointment. For the total experience, come to Diversa.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank, we look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
My husband and I both come here. He loves it.
The benefits of physically fit on a personalized train.
We have a very good reputation in the community.
My doctor recommended I come to physically fit.
I would definitely recommend physically fit.
We're Craig and Yvonne Claro.
And we would like to help you reach your fitness goals.
We're back continuing our discussion with the Consul General of Israel. And let's turn to Israel. As a place to visit, Israel as a place to invest, that very much is in your portfolio. First of all, is Israel safe?
Art, Israel is the safest place in the world.
Really?
Absolutely, yes. Well, you know, in the past, unfortunately, 10 years ago, terrorism was maybe a Middle Eastern phenomenon.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, terrorism is a global phenomenon.
Yes.
Now, because of the awareness in Israel, the security is very high. And we see the past year, tourism is on the rise, over 30% more than the past 3 years.
And that's an important source of economic revenue for Israel.
Absolutely, everywhere. Yeah. It is very important also for, there are many people that it's the first time that they're coming to Israel for the first time. So some people are coming because of, to see and to visit religious sites, Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Western Wall, in churches in Israel with ancient history.
Christian, Jewish, and Muslim, all there.
Yes. And and people are going through the Via Dolorosa, and they're going through the steps of Jesus Christ in many sites in Israel. You have Masada, the Dead Sea. Some people are coming for special treatment in the lowest place in the world, which is the Dead Sea. Different spas and minerals. And some people are coming to our beautiful resorts, the sheer beauty of Eilat. And some people are going to the north to do a ski up north. And of course, Israel is very famous, especially Tel Aviv, is very famous with its nightclubs and the nightlife. So many people are coming also to, after visiting the beautiful sites, when they come down to Tel Aviv, so you have the beach and nightclubs and bars and shopping malls.
Something for everybody.
Yes.
History,
yes.
Recreation, beauty.
That's correct. That's correct.
And also a part of your portfolio is encouraging economic development. I know Israel has very high tech, and I know in bioscience and electronics, but speak to Israel's economic base.
Well, Israel's economy is very strong. And we see many investors that are coming and investing in Israel. Technology, biotechnology, nanotechnology. And we have a few, just the past 3 years, a few Nobel Prize winners. Now, and we see also some of them are being asked by certain countries to come and be their economic consultants. We see many famous investors that are coming into Israel to buy technology. Israel is the largest place after the Silicon Valley with its companies. Israel is the second Silicon Valley in the world.
Really?
Yes, it's the second largest country with which its companies are listed on the Nasdaq. There are over 4,000 startup companies, which is, I think, the number one in the world when it comes pro rata, the number of...
That's amazing.
Yes.
Well, if any of you have some interest in possibly getting involved in investment in Israel, maybe we can put up that bumper again with the telephone number of the Consulate General of Israel, 323-852-5500.
That's right.
And speak to the Consul General or his staff about investment opportunities in your country. We have a minute or two left, Ehud, and I'd like to give it to you to say whatever you'd like to our viewers in many cities.
I wanted to, we discussed the economic issues, and it's also important to understand that because Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East, it is it's very comfortable to investors when they come into Israel, and even if they're investing outside of Israel, in the Middle East, it is comfortable to locate the headquarters of the business in Israel because of the enforcement of contract, because of the strong judicial system, because of the strong economy. So we see many top companies, European and Americans, that are locating their headquarters in Israel and they are operating in the entire Middle East. And I wanted to invite the viewers to come to Israel, to visit, to share with us the fruits of the land of milk and honey. It's a beautiful place. It is very dynamic and vibrant place, and I think that many people are going to enjoy. It's a lifetime experience coming into Israel.
Well, thank you so much for that. Thank you for honoring us with your presence here on the show, and you're such an eloquent and enthusiastic spokesperson for your country.
Thank you very much, Art, for having me. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, and please be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.